His eyebrows rose in surprise. Pretty forthright, aren't you? Franca shrugged, then leaned on her horn for a couple of seconds, adding to the cacophony. Hellboy shifted his big right hand, flexing his fingers, turning it this way and that in his lap. Franca glanced down. It didn't appear at all cumbersome or unwieldy.
You tell me, he said at last.
You were born with it?
I've always had it, yeah.
Franca nodded, and while the car was stationary and Hellboy's attention was taken by two young kids squabbling in the street, she looked him over. His face was strong, his jaw square and determined, and his strange eyes were both intelligent and hard. She saw the end of his tail, curled under him and laid along the edge of his seat. He'd already slipped a huge pistol back into its holster. She'd love to know how he wrangled a license to carry that in Italy, and his belt seemed heavy with pouches and pockets. And, of course, he was red.
You haven't asked how we're getting into the house without being seen, she said.
I assume you had a plan.
There's a side door that's usually kept locked. Old servants' entrance, when the family still employed them. I'll call Carlotta when we're close, and she'll make sure the door's unlocked.
If I'm seen, he said quietly, I'm sure your Adamo will hear about it soon enough.
That's why I want to keep you in the car. I'm hoping anyone who sees you will just think you're a sunburnt tourist.
She was aware of Hellboy turning to stare at her, and she kept her eyes forward, trying but failing to hold in a smile. Even then, she could not tell whether he was amused or offended. The traffic jam resolved itself eventually, and Franca steered the car around the wounded Mercedes. She had walked these pavements 1,000 times, browsed these shops, drunk in these cafes, and eaten in these restaurants. She had her first kiss down on the beach, and once a rich Frenchman had taken her to his room in the Hotel Luna, where they had sat on the balcony after making love, and looked down on the harbor as daylight faded and street lamps made a fairy tale of Amalfi.
So many memories of this place, she said quietly, and Hellboy was silent, giving her room to welcome them in.
Amalfi dripped with history. While Franca weaved the car through streets that looked too narrow to negotiate on foot, let alone drive along, Hellboy soaked it all in. The buildings exuded age, and when they passed the cathedral on the right, its impressive steps rising 30 feet to the main doors, he could imagine that the city was built.